Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. I'm Lawrence Holmes, and I am here to say thank you to everyone involved in today's show. Thanks to Matt Spiegel. Thanks to Anthony Heron. Thanks to Rick Camp. Thanks to Herb Lawrence for their hard work. And I welcome in the afternoon show. It's named McNeil and Parkins, but today it is McNeil and Shepkowski. Hello, men.
Hello, Lawrence. Good to see you. Happy Monday. Shep, good to see you.
Better to see you.
Oh, man. So much to do. What a great weekend, huh?
Incredible.
Just outstanding football. All four of these teams that advanced the championship Sunday. A doff of the chapeau. Every damn one of them earned it. Nothing cheap this time around. No official calls getting in the way of sullying a victory. They were all very hard-fought wins, and I give credit to all of them. This is a good Final Four. I'm enjoying this.
Both of you guys okay? I know that you went over it last week, and Mac, we had our segment on your love for the Baltimore Ravens. Lawrence, I know you went over it as well, of kind of finding the non-Bears team out there that you fit most in line with, and it was clearly the Ravens. You guys doing okay?
I am okay, yeah. I should have been a little bit more respectful of the Titans, because I did think they had a puncher's chance in Baltimore.
Well, they punched all right.
Yeah.
Punched it right in the face for 60 minutes.
Anybody that can bully at that level can bully anybody. I just thought the Baltimore had the bigger bullies. And as impressive as Lamar Jackson was in the second half, he was unimpressive to start. I didn't think he would get rattled like that. He completely became unraveled when things didn't go his way. And he had some help. They didn't hang on to the football. They dropped balls. They weren't real crisp defensively early on either.
I don't think he threw the ball very well.
No, he did. He had some
flutterers.
Some ducks, yes. In fact, even the broadcaster said it was a duck. Yes. They don't say that too often. There were a couple of really bad passes.
In the second half, he kind of got the mechanical part of it back together, and he looked better, but the damage had already been done. And watching Derrick Henry just out there with grown men treating them like children is very impressive.
The Earl Thomas play. Earl Thomas was pretty vocal during the week. If you read any of the press clippings from Baltimore, it just didn't look like the Patriots were too interested in trying to tackle Derrick Henry. Earl Thomas was interested. He stepped up to the plate to try to do so, and he got taken for a ride more than once.
Yeah, he got shooed away.
A price exacted. It was great, good old school football. And I don't dismiss Tennessee this weekend in Kansas City. I just, when you beat the Patriots, and put the asterisk you want to on the Patriots because of the age factor and Brady's lack of help offensively and a tiring defense down the stretch of the season, they still went to Foxborough and beat the defending champs. Then they beat the Ravens. What in the world would make me think they couldn't punch Kansas City in the mouth for 4 hours? The Chiefs are an amazing football team, and they proved it yesterday. That's amazing going to a completely different level, rallying from a 24-point deficit and just kicking the snot out of somebody.
They
that doesn't happen very often.
On a 51-7 run.
I know. Isn't
sounds
that
like
something?
A bull statistic.
A 51-7 run in professional football. That is crazy, but man, it was good stuff. I enjoyed the hell out. I was not governed by Ryan Pace during the game yesterday.
Okay, that's good.
I mentioned him one time. It was during a break. I said something to my wife, Sherry, who I enjoy watching meaningful football with, that we were joking on the show. I suggested they should put up a Ryan Pace graphic, his face with maybe a word balloon above his head as he's watching, and you could put the draft picks and their stats for the first 3 years of their careers up there. That was the only time I thought of it. For me, it was the Chiefs who rarely win playoff games at home, and I'd like to see Andy Reid get another shot. And it was the Houston Texans, who've never won a road playoff game, and J.J. Watt trying to continue to be a hero, coming back on short return from a pectoral surgery. So that's all it was for me. I didn't have any bad Bears taste in my mouth, and it's a better way to watch the game, frankly.
I'm with you. Like, maybe it's just I'm not that diehard, passionate, live and die with every Bears game of why, but
you've already dissected it, though, Shep. You know what I mean? Like, I think that you've already gone through, man, they screwed this up.
Right.
Like, look at those two guys.
It didn't take long to kind of figure that out and kind of like come to be with that part of it. Yeah, that's probably fair on it. But no, it's when you have people playing at that high of level of what Patrick Mahomes does in the second quarter yesterday, you're down 24-0, and it's not even interesting by the time you're halfway through the third quarter. Like, that, you forget coming back and making it interesting. They came back and they were in such domination of that game. It's like, all right, well, 20 minutes left to play in this one still, and we know how this is going to go.
Lawrence referenced today, Shep, and you'll get this being a Super Bowl savant like you are, even games played before you were a species, you like to say.
Before I had the arm growing out of my ass.
Mahomes in the second quarter yesterday doing something that was done in a Super Bowl years ago. In fact, I think this guy Doug Williams.
Against the Denver Broncos.
Super Bowl 22 at Qualcomm Stadium when the Redskins scored 35 points in the second quarter.
10-0 first quarter lead for John Elway and the Broncos was going to finally turn the corner, turn the page on that, and blink of an eye, and it's all gone.
There were so many stats from this game that blew my mind, but this is the one that just, I sat there looking at it, and I was like, I know it's right because it's from NFL Stats and Research. Teams trailing by 21 points after the first quarter. In the regular season, it's happened 143 times. The record is 8-135. In the playoffs, it's 0-6. Here's the crazy part. Those teams that are down lost by an average of 39 points.
An average of 39.
Not one by 20.
Like, right. Think about, like, if you're the Texans and you go, oh, all right, we're going to score 31 points. 31. And we're not going to be in the game. That's demoralizing.
Yeah. No kidding.
You get spotted a 24-point lead. Kansas City does everything early, whether it's the drops, whether it's the special teams malfunctions, the dropped kick and the blocked punt where no one just decides, all right, yeah, run by the center. That's fine. Don't touch him. Seems like a bad way to operate. You fall down 24-0. I leave that a little bit. I wonder if they don't kick the field goal to try to go up 24-0. If they go for that, convert it. Does it do something else mentally to the Chiefs if you're down 28 versus 24?
24-28, I don't think so. The way they stepped on the gas.
Sure.
No, you can keep going.
The fake punt was it for
The
me.
Fake punt was dumb, too.
Yeah, the fake punt was dumb. I didn't have so much of a problem with the field goal. I understand it. You're up 21-0. You know, it's
right.
24-0 feels good. I'd rather kick the field. The fake punt though inside your half of the field was ridiculous.
And to me, like, let's say that you're like, look, we need to make sure that we keep the pressure on them. You want to go for it? Then go for it. Put the ball back in Deshaun's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave it to a fake punt in your own territory.
Right.
That to me is the crime of that play.
Mm-hmm.
Not going for it on fourth down, but trying it with your special teams unit instead of your offense. I've got Deshaun and Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
I let those guys make a play for me instead of the up man.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Seems
about
like
it
a
too.
Decent way to run an offense is through those guys and not to. Not Mr. Fullback.
Nobody has any regard for Jimmy Garoppolo.
I think he's just okay.
Yeah, I don't have much regard for him either.
I don't think he's bad.
Do you realize how potent their offense has been at home in his career? Whether he has a ton to do with it or not, the 49ers were averaging more than 32 points per game in his career at home going into the weekend. And then they put 27 more up, and he's pretty mortal, but he doesn't have to be great with that defense.
Not.
He just doesn't – just don't give it away. And
with that defense and that run game.
That running game is what – right. And same thing with Tannehill. He doesn't have to throw more than 15 passes.
He didn't either.
Was was that your favorite drive of the weekend when Kirk Cousins is picked off in the third quarter and then immediately right afterwards, eight plays, all run plays,
right,
capped by a touchdown run by San Francisco to kind of put that one away.
That was delicious, like, wasn't it?
Just absolutely. Hey guys, all right.
We got some breaking news on the other side.
According to Jeff Passan, Jim Crane, the owner of the Houston Astros, has just fired Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch.
Okay, there you have it.
And they can't, according to Manfred, they cannot get jobs for a year. They are not allowed to get a job in Major League Baseball.
That's baseball really sticking their foot up the Astros' backside. I didn't think it would be that harsh.
Well, I'm going to leave you guys to it.
Yeah, that's all right.
That is a something.
See you later.
All right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.